Number 9994, John N. McCament Jr., northeast of Canvasback Road, being lot 35, block D, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
John M. McCament Jr.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Could you state your name again for the record, sir?
Yes, John N. McCament Jr.
Okay.
And I own the property at 37028 Canvasback Road in Swan Keys.
Okay.
I'm of a home development. I have a single wide that's 1972 vintage. Sounds like an old car. It needs to be replaced, and I'd like to replace it with a double wide. So I'm requesting a variance for side yard. On the north side of my property, the property owners there, Janet and Bruce Hoover, were in here last year, and they did the same thing. They took a single wide, replaced it with a double wide. They asked for a variance for 2 foot. My variance is asking for 3 foot.
3 foot.
On the south side, the existing mobile there that's now sits back 6 foot, and the air conditioner comes out to 30 inches, so they're like 3.5 foot back from the property line.
Okay.
So I think I'm asking what's going on in the community.
Agreed.
I do have a letter from the Swan Keys approving my request.
Okay. All right, gentlemen.
Is that the same one? Favor.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have one from the neighbor across the street from him, a Mr. Hoover. Bruce and Janet Hoover, they're in favor and have no objection.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9994. This is not unusual for us to approve variances despite the lots are only 40 feet wide. No objection from the association, so I move we approve.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9994. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
On the double wide, it shows 24 foot, and then it shows 8 foot to the property line with a 5 foot for a entranceway, stepway. And then there would be 3 foot variance from the stepway. So the variance I have is for a 3 foot setback, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Now, is there any modification that I can do to that sketch? Going to the manufacturing, they showed me a unit that's laid out differently. It's called the Sustic unit, which has a different kind of floor plan. It only comes in a 26 foot wide, double wide. I can put a 4 foot step and still meet the 3 foot setback. Is that possible for me to do that?
You can, yes, as long as this board has approved the number 3, okay, 3 foot setback. If anything less than that, fine.
Right. The other thing, when they laid out the mobile homes, and I don't know why they did it, but they did it front, back, all the way. So your front entrance looks at the back of the other unit rather than two fronts facing each other and two backs facing each other. Now the Hoovers are the ones that sent the letter. They're on the north side of my property. And I would have the ability at this time to get a new mobile that would face the same way as their front faces, so that the backs would face, then my back would face the back of the person on the south side of me. It just seems a whole lot more sense to me in terms of aesthetics, rather than looking the back of somebody's mobile when you go in the front entrance, that you're looking at the front side.
Well,
is there any problem with doing that?
As long as you meet the setbacks, we don't care what
doesn't front, matter which way the front,
what you call back, okay. We call the front.
I think we what said, he's describing was dictated by Swan Keys years and years
ago.
That really wasn't something the county was responsible for, I don't think.
Mind you, can meet it.
They submitted a plan to the county, and this is the lots that they said will be in there.
Yeah, there's nothing in my homeowner's rules and regulations
that's what's
address
recorded.
It at all.
That's recorded. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir. Okay, we'll go back.